I have to be with him if... She took her son's limp hand, sliding his fingers through her own. He was so frail and thin, with no strength left in his hand, but she could still feel the warmth of life through his skin. Rob's voice softened. "He's not going to die, Mother. Maester Lewin says the time of greatest danger has passed." "And what if Maester Lewin is wrong? What if Bran needs me, and I'm not here?" "Rickon needs you," Rob said sharply. "He's only 3. He doesn't understand what's happening. He thinks everyone has deserted him, so he follows me around all day, clutching my leg and crying. I don't know what to do with him." He paused a moment, chewing on his lower lip, the way he'd done when he was little. "Mother, I need you too. I'm trying, but I can't. I can't do it all by myself." His voice broke with sudden emotion, and Catelyn remembered that he was only 14. She wanted to get up and go to him, but Bran was still holding her hand, and she could not move. Outside the tower, a wolf began to howl. Catelyn trembled, just for a second. "Bran's." Rob opened the window and let the night air into the stuffy tower room. The howling grew louder. It was a cold and lonely sound, full of melancholy and despair.